Hi, can I help you find something? She asked.
I'm looking for a bag, I nodded, trying not to sound like someone who really didn't do this often, but at the same time not wanting to get fleeced out of my entire wedding savings for a handbag.
Something I can use for every day, really, for carrying my laptop, phone, stuff like that.
Okay. She began rocketing around the department, pulling out bags of different sizes and colours, all extraordinarily expensive, I was sure.
You'll probably want leather if it's for every day. It's the most durable material and it wears really well. And you want room for your laptop?
She paused, biting her bottom lip and glancing around the shelves, she asked. Any favourite designers? How much? I asked, picking it up delicately. It was heart-stoppingly beautiful. Was it wrong that I felt more passion for this bag than I had felt in mine and Mark's bedroom for the last 3 years?
It's $895, she said, tasting her commission.
I figured she could smell a sale like a horse smells fear.
Plus tax.
My shoddy internal exchange rate brought that out to more or less £500. I'd never spent more than 30 quid on a bag, but I needed it. I thought back to when Louise and I went shopping for bridesmaid shoes. If she could spend £400 on my shoes for one day, albeit gilt shoes, I realise now, I could invest £500 in a bag. I would use it for the rest of my life. I'd just use it all the time, for every occasion, every single day.
Anything else? The girl piped up.
I smiled nervously back at her. I need a clutch,